going to bring you guys. We have copywriters helping, you know, me and the rest of the team put together explanations and put together better, you know, understanding for the community of what is really going on. You know, everything so far, everybody has not seen anything like this. Yesterday, we did $3-4 million volume before even renouncing the contract. You have to ask yourself, how can a contract get $4 million volume without even being renounced? We could have pulled the liquidity yesterday before we renounced the contract, right? We are not here to do that. We are not here to make money. This dev, me, my team members, they're not unfortunately able to hop on this AMA right now as they're handling business for us. We are working nonstop, okay? There's lots of questions and we're here, bro. We're going to work with copywriters. We are working with various big, big crypto Twitter influencers. I'm telling you guys one thing right now. This whole Pepe situation, this whole Pepe coin, it's going to be a documentary one day. And if it's not on Netflix by 2030, word to my mother, bro. Wallah, bro, I cannot imagine. There has to be a documentary about this, right? There's so many fucked up people in this dev community. And we are finally trying to bring you guys a trustworthy team from the first moment we launched. Let me just clarify. Our plan was to keep taxes at 1-1. We had 7% supply, right? We are holding 7% team supply when we launch. The plan was to use this for exchanges, for big partnerships, and to bring Frine token to the mainstream, right? We have to have tokens to give to Binance. We have to have this. We have to have that. But guess what? Once we launch and we see how amazing the community is, we see how much support we are getting from the community, we had to say, fuck all our plans. 1-1, fuck the tax. We are not the CRA. We are not the IRS. We are not the government. We don't want to take a tax. You know what? Let's put this shit to 0-0, right? Let's let the community feel like they are also the devs. Let me tell you one thing right now. No matter how much experience I have in this space, no matter how many times I've launched projects that go to 500 million, 2 billion, 3 billion, none of that matters, right? What matters is the community here that we have, okay? The experience we have plus the community is what's sending this so hard, bro. And now I'm getting excited because I'm so excited to just jump into everything. Sorry, give me 1 second, guys. Let me grab my charger. Okay, let me plug in my charger, make sure that I'm here for the entire time. I have a long story to tell you guys. And like I tell you, there has to be a documentary about everything that we are going to get into. These details, they're going to have to be spread over days and days because there is so much that happened with the Pepe launch. There is so many things that went wrong in the Pepe team, right? I was there before Pepe was created. We were choosing between 10, 15 different memes. Which one can we bring to the internet and which one can we break the internet with, right? We chose the meme together. It's me plus 5-6 guys. This is the beginning of Pepe. A bunch of good devs coming together, Chad's coming together. You know how the crypto space is. We all know each other through Telegram, through networking throughout the years. I work with DJ and Harambe. I work with Polly. I work with all these guys for all these times and different launches. Pepe comes around. We launch. We are expecting, okay, this can do good, this can do bad. Pepe was, it's my baby. I treat Pepe from day one. Like, okay, this is going to have to be the thing that changes the whole meme market around, bring us back to the 2021 vibes, right? As soon as the launch day happened, there is 5 to 6 team members, core team members, right? And I'm going to tell you now, most of those team members were pieces of shit. And we have everything here to back it up, right? We involved with Pepe from day one. I have one other Pepe member with me as well, who is right now staying anonymous. And there's just so much in this story. There is questions about what's going on. Why is the Twitter saying that the account is compromised?
Their burgers are bad, but their sauce is bad.
DJ Harambe tweeting is fake.
Their burgers are like
internal conflict. If you watch any movie about business, you will understand when people see a lot of money, they start switching up. And from the beginning of Pepe, from day one, there was disagreements between the team. As soon as I realized, okay, these guys are doing some shady shit. They do not pay Polly. All that Polly stuff, Polly 0x, everything he tweets, it's true. Half the Pepe team fucking over everybody they're working with. Right? So I decided, okay, it's enough. Ever since the $20 million sell, on the Pepe last couple of weeks ago. There was so much FUD going around and so many upset investors. They put their trust in this meme that they have been seeing since their childhood. And now somebody is using this meme to take from their investment and sell $20, $30 million. These are actions that I, Lord Keck, do not stand by, right? And now that leads us to the question, what do you mean, Lord Keck? I thought Lord Keck is the white boy that Polly posted. That is Dejan Harambe, the purple Lamborghini boy, as we like to call him, right? This purple Lamborghini motherfucker is from day one, not thinking about a single person, not thinking about the project, thinking about himself and thinking about how to sell his bags, buy 10, 15 purple Lamborghinis, retire his mom and run away with all the investor funds. From day one, this was his plan. So these motherfuckers don't send half the team members their tokens. They don't pay Polly. They don't pay half these guys who are bringing the exchanges to us. The Binance connection that Polly made, it's true. Everything Polly was saying, true. Okay? Dejan Harambe, okay, first of all, let's address Dejan Harambe. This guy got doxxed. Okay? He exposed for selling $20 million worth of Pepe last couple of weeks, and he did not care to even come and clarify, explain, apologize, come with some type of explanation to what is going on, right? So in the Pepe team, there's a major divide going on. And I'm going to get into this in the next VC. We are going to be releasing Medium articles exposing, you know, the good actors, the bad actors, and why everything went down how it went down. Pepe could easily have flipped Shiba if we had good team members only, but we are not living in perfect world. We are not living in heaven. This is earth. People are greedy, especially these devs. So then with this launch, when me and my boy decide to make this launch, we step away from Pepe because they do nothing but treat everybody wrong and scam their own people who help them launch. We decide, you know what, we need to make a token that's truly for the community, right? A lot of you have saw the $20 million sell on Pepe. After that, what happened? The Twitter came 5 days after. They took five whole days, right? The Pepe Twitter, which, by the way, I have no control over right now because the bad team members have secured the account. Add two-factor authentication. Add this, add that. They're trying to grip onto any control they have over the Pepe. And they take these 10 billion tokens. They take these 10 trillion tokens, sorry. And they say, oh, we are going to burn them. We are going to burn them. Oh, by the way, Lord Keck is hacked. They're doing anything to put FUD on my name, the one guy who is trying to bring a community token and actually take this shit to the moon and actually deliver everything we say we're going to deliver. And they're trying to FUD us and they're trying to spin the narrative. Oh, Lord Keck is hacked. Do not engage with Lord Keck. His hack is hack is hack. Okay, tell me one thing. If it's hacked, why you tell everybody 2 weeks ago you are going to burn the 10 trillion Pepe tokens that are remaining? Let me tell you why. Dejan Harambe, motherfucker, sell $20 million, okay? And then he gone. He stopped replying. He gone. He minding his business. He living purple Lamborghini, vroom, vroom, okay? And he don't give a fuck about the investor panicking. He don't give a fuck about the dip, right? Now, the other two, three team members who have access to the Twitter realize what is going on and that the team is falling apart. So they lock the Twitter. They make up a story. Oh, Dejan Harambe, Lord Keck, compromise, compromise. No. If it's compromised, you show the team, you show the community, okay, you burn those 10 trillion tokens. 2 weeks now, they've been saying, okay, we're going to burn these tokens. Why are you still not burning these tokens? This is why we launched Fine, okay? Because we feel me and my team members that have stepped away from Pepe, we were involved from day one. $1,000 market cap, we are in Pepe, okay? And we are tired of these selfish actions from these other devs. So we feel like the dog from the This Is Fine meme. Okay, I feel like I'm sitting in the middle and I am involved in this Pepe and everything's going wrong. They're lying. Oh, compromise, compromise. Oh, we're going to burn. They say that, oh, this 70% supply is for team supply. Oh, it's never going to be used only for CEX. Why the fuck you sell $20 million then? That's enough. I've had enough. We are parting our way and we are doing our own thing. You guys do not deliver, Pepe. You say you're going to burn the 10 trillion tokens. You still don't burn them. What you going to do? You're going to wake up. You're going to sell those tokens. So we step away, and what do? The first day, we burn 200 Ethereum worth of our team tokens for Fine. At the all-time high, our team tokens, 7% supply that we had for Fine that we were going to use for partnerships and we were going to use for exchange listings and stuff. We don't care. 200, 300 ETH, We are not here to make money. We are here for the meme culture. We are here to bring back goodness. We are here to bring back all the stuff that the meme culture was really about, right? Billy Nakamoto, whatever his name is, the guy who launched Doge, he's not doing what these fucking Pepe guys are doing. They're kids, right? They're children, bro. They're 20, 21 years old, just worried about making a couple million dollars. We are distancing ourselves from that. So yes, the Pepe connection is true, guys. The rumors are all true. This is, in fact, the Pepe team. But guess what? It's the Pepe team minus the motherfuckers who are dumping on your head, minus the motherfuckers who are holding 10 trillion tokens ready to dump on your head again. And they promising, oh, the Telegram for Pepe got compromised. Okay, tell me one thing. If the Telegram compromised, why you don't update the website and change the Telegram and migrate it quickly? Why you don't quickly lock the tokens and burn the tokens to show the community you are here for them? Why you not do any of that? Because they do simply not care. Okay, that's why we decide, okay, we're having enough of this. You're locking us out. You're going to leave us in a section where we have no choice other than to have to expose you. And expose we will. There's lots of stuff coming. Medium article, news article, YouTube video in depth explaining all the bad actions that these bad apples take in this project on Pepe. So yes, this is Pepe team, but it's minus the bad apples. This time, we are not holding 7% supply until 1 billion, so you have to be scared every day. We can wake up and sell 30, 40, 50% of the liquidity. No, we burn that shit forever. Go to hell. Take the tokens. We don't care. The whole room is on fire. Set the tokens on fire. We don't want those tokens. We want to take this. We want to flip the Pepe. Pepe, 300 million, fine. 10 million at the all-time high. So easily, we are going to flip this motherfucker, and we are going to bring back the good death to the space. And we need to normalize having devs that do shit for the community. Right? We have $260,000 in the marketing wallet yesterday. Right? Now what? 230. We already spent 30,000. We have some of the big influencers already collaborating with us, tweeting, millions of followers across all our influencers. Big TikTok push coming, big 4chan push coming. We are going to spend the whole 230,000 that's remaining in the wallet on buybacks, on burns, on giveaways, on partnerships. We are going to convince these exchanges, you are no longer dumping on us. You've seen too many times this year in 2023, especially every time a token gets listed, instantly dump, dump, dump. No, we are switching the narrative. If you want to list us, you have to buy our token directly. You have to add to the liquidity pool. Oh, I'm sorry, MEXC, you want to list us? If you want our volume, which by the way, $20 million in volume today we did, which is a big accomplishment. Thank you to everybody who partook in this huge, huge volume, right? If these exchanges want our volume, they're going to have to buy. I'm already in talks with Bitmart, already in talks with MEXC. I have told them straight up, they're begging, oh, can we please list it? $20 million volume, we want to be the first one to list it. I say, okay, you want to be first one to list it? Let me see your $40,000 buy. Go buy some fine coin. If you want on your exchange, you have to support us. We are not here to just give you, and never, you know, give back to the community. We are not here for a quick pump. This is why we are not worried. We go 10 million market cap, we come back 3 million market cap. Okay, no problem. No problem. Let the Jeets out. Fucking big Pepe whale want to come in, buy 40 ETH, sell the 40 ETH. Good for him. We are not worried. Everything is fine. Just like we say, this is fine. Everything is fine. FUD is fine. No problem. We know where we are headed. And guess what, bro? We have every connection that Pepe used. Every single thing. Things that no other project can imagine of having. We have email lists. Millions of email lists. We have every Binance user email. Every Coinbase user email. We have every single aspect that Pepe used to get to where it is. We have every column. We have every influencer support. We have every influencer trust. And now we are exposing the bad apples. So we are going to gain the trust even more. We are going to gain the trust of the community. We are going to clarify everything. And we are going to expose the bad apples in this community. There's so many bad developers who take their money and never show up again. Private Twitter account, little Maladi profile picture, and never to be heard from again. Sell $20 million, no problem. They don't even care to migrate the Telegram. Okay, tell me one thing. You guys claim the Telegram is hacked. Why are you not making a new one? You don't care. So I'm telling you now, the guys who are in handle of the Pepe Twitter, right? Those are also bad apples. They are the one holding the 10 trillion token on Pepe. I'm shorting Pepe right now. I'm shorting my own fucking project. Can you believe it? I'm sorry that it has to come to this. I'm sorry for the Pepe holders, but this is why I'm giving you another resection. This is a resurrection. We are going to give you one more chance. And this time, we're taking it to the moon, bro. We have not... This community right now is great. And this dev team I have built around me, I've seen them already put them through the trial and tribulation of Pepe. The ones who kept it real, they come with me to This Is Fine. The ones who want to be selfish, the ones who want to keep the 10 trillion tokens and not burn them like they promised the community 2-3 weeks ago. Burn the fucking tokens, bro. Fine, we burn the tokens first day. Look, when Pepe launched, I tell these fuckers on the first day, let's burn the whole 7% wallet. Guess what? They don't want to do it because from day one, they have bad intentions. We want to do everything we can do to gain the community's trust. That's why we make this 0-0 tax. Okay, we make this liquidity burned forever. 69 years is not enough. Pepe locked liquidity for 69 years. Okay, what happened if the dev lived for 75 years? You're going to pull the fucking liquidity? We burn that shit, bro. We burn it. Like I say, straight to hell. Take the tokens. We don't want them. We want right now one thing and one thing only. And that one thing is for us to pass our all-time high, 10 million. Then we focus 20 million. Then we focus 30 million. We are moving step by step. And guess what? Right now, we are not deploying all our resources on day one. Right? This is not how it's done. You got to let it pump. You got to let it dump. You got to let the Jeets out. Imagine we start doing $100,000 of marketing as soon as that whale buy earlier for 40 ETH. We get 100K marketing, go to 20 million. What's he going to do? He's going to sell 80 ETH. Everything we do is strategic. We've taken multiple. I can't even begin to tell you how many projects I've been a part of that I've taken to 100 million, 200 million. Pepe, number one project. $2 billion. It was amazing. But I'm going to be leaking screenshots of some of the Pepe team. I'm going to be exposing the Pepe team, the bad apples. Polly, you are a fucking goat. You've been trying to expose them from day one. You have my full support. Who would have ever thought Lord Keck and Polly collaboration, right? Lord Keck, you have my full support, Polly. And the fucking white boy that got exposed on Twitter, he's driving purple Lamborghini somewhere. God knows where. He doesn't give a fuck to come clear anything with the community. We are here to stay. Daily AMA, I can promise you guys, if not daily, you know, we have lots of things we are going to be working on daily. Like, I have not sleep, literally, bro. No joke, bro. 48 hours minimum. I no sleep, bro. I at nighttime smoke big backwood, bro, to keep me awake. I'm hitting vape. I'm trying to quit vape, but the launch, there's so much going on with the launch. And I feel like the dog, bro, in the meme. Literally, everything on fire around me, but... I'm here with a smile on my face because I know good always wins. And we are going to do good for the community. We are going to do good for everybody. When we launch, we go 4 million market cap, right? I'm telling you guys, the contract was not renounced. We could have put all the liquidity right there, but we didn't, bro. Why? Because we're not here for bad actions. We are here to literally bring back the 2021 vibes. We want to bring back good devs. We want to educate the community and the new buyers on how to see these good devs and how to recognize them. And we want not just our fine project to go to the moon, but many other good projects too. But not just meme coins, but the ones that deserve it. The ones that are here showing the community, look, we burn all our tokens. The ones that are showing them, look, we're spending the money we collect from your pocket with the tax and all of this stuff. I want you guys to keep close eye on the marketing wallet. I'm going to pin the marketing wallet after this, okay? Alhamdulillah, bro, I want you guys to take a look at it. I want you guys to scroll through it. And I want you guys to see every day, full transparency, where we are going to spend every single dollar. Because guess what? Lots of devs, they think now that this ETH is in my marketing wallet, this is my Ethereum. I can buy a Lamborghini. No, this is the community Ethereum. This Ethereum belongs to the community. They put this Ethereum in your hand through the form of taxes because they are trusting you with their hard-earned money to use this to pump their bags, to bring more eyes onto the project. And that we will do, bring eyes to the project. This is the one thing we can specialize in. This is the one thing that DJ Harambe brought me on board for because he knows what we can do. And then guess what? I never got my supply for Pepe. These motherfuckers promise, never deliver. And so this time around, I'm going to do the exact opposite. Promise, deliver. Yesterday, we saw one of the greatest reversals in a shitcoin in a long time. I don't even want to call this shitcoin because nothing about this is shit. This is the new community meme project. This is I don't even know what to call it. You know, this is the new age. We are make America great again. I mean, we are going to make the meme coin great again. I watch too much Donald Trump videos, so I say America. But shout out to America. Lots of the investors right now, by the way, let's touch on that a little bit since I mentioned America. Right now, I know a lot of you motherfuckers here are from America. And I hope you don't mind to hear that I have accents and stuff like this. I was a little nervous actually to come here because lots of, you know, investors want to see American dev. But this is all about transparency. Okay, we are not going to hide what we are trying to do and stuff. We are here to promise, deliver. Let's talk about the reversal yesterday. Okay, number one. Okay, the contract was not renounced and we had 4 million volume. Tell me last time this happened. This has not happened for years now. A contract unrenounced to get this much volume. Why? Because the guys in the background know who I am. They know what I've done. They know my involvement in the Pepe. They know the bad apples. They know the story. But the public doesn't, and they deserve to know. So we're going to put that out there, right? Now, back to the reversal. We went from 4 million market cap yesterday, all-time high, to 76,000 all-time low. What most dev do here? They take the 250,000 and they go, they buy purple Lamborghini, they buy whatever, right? Okay, what do? We are not giving up, bro. We dip from 4 million down to 80,000. Okay, perfect. Let's fucking go. Perfect time to burn our tokens. Perfect time for everything. Perfect time to start spending. Perfect way. You guys blessed me, bro. Everybody who dumped yesterday after the fun. You listen to DJ and Harambe, one word tweets. He said, oh, it's fake. Good for him. It's fake. You're fake. You fake motherfucker. So you can go and you can take it. You can enjoy your Lamborghini. Now we are here. It's time to print multiple, maybe not Lamborghinis, but let's get everybody Camaro, right? Because you're Americans. I know you like Camaro. So let's get everybody Camaro. Instead of one motherfucker buying Bugatti, let's get everybody a Honda Civic brand new. You know, this is about fairness. We want redistribution. We want the big wallets to sell. We want to get 1,000 new holders in. I pinned an announcement earlier. What happened when the guy sold 40 ETH? What happened right away? We got 160 new holders to come in. That's what we like to see. We are going to take this like a staircase. We are not running up a hill, okay, with no gravity. We are not trying to run straight to the moon. We are trying to stop at a bus stop. And we are trying to stop there, get some snack, let the motherfuckers out who don't want to come with us, and let the doubters go, and the real ones can stay. And we're going to stop here. We're going to stop there. We're going to go in this empty field, take a dance, and then get back in the bus and go on about our way. This is the plan. Every time we need to deploy something bullish, we have so much coming for you guys. Yesterday, I told you, if you guys show me how strong this community is overnight, then tomorrow I will pin amazing announcement. What happened tomorrow? I fucking burned 7% supply. So just like that, everybody bag up already just from that. That's 7% enough to match the liquidity, right? We add over 10 ETH to the liquidity. We add over 15 ETH to the buybacks. I'm going to make a post after this. Just recap everything we've done so you guys can see clearly with your eyes. In this space, it gets so difficult because there is 1,000 shitcoin launching every day. And people want to go from here to here to here to here to here. Bro, you're going to get wrecked like this. You must find one project you believe in, one team you believe in, and you must go from there. You cannot just be jumping. The rotators are wrecked. The rotators who left the token earlier, half of them are buying back. I want you guys to start clicking transaction. When you see the buy bot, click the transaction and look at their history for trading fine. You are seeing motherfuckers selling 3 ETH in the morning, buying back 6 ETH in the afternoon because they realize, okay, my ETH is more safe here, bro. These guys are doing what they say they're going to do. I earlier today, I also pinned an announcement. A lot of the influencers we are working with were getting very doubtful. Oh, we went to 4 million. Now we're back at 90K. What's happening? What's going on? We need clarification. I tell them, patience, my young grasshopper. The plan is set. Nobody can change the plan. The contract announced. The tokens are in hell. We are all the dog. We have to be like the dog. We are inspired by this meme. We will always, in the midst of all badness, in the midst of all the red candles, we will remain with a smile on our face because we know our purpose. We know where we are heading. And we will smile through all the bullshit. And we will smile big when we see these Medium articles explaining a little better, because this story, like I said in the beginning of this chat, it's something that 1 hour documentary can be made about. So for me to explain the whole situation about how the Pepe guys like got divided and why they're holding 10 trillion tokens, not burning them like they promised, why they don't care to update website, why they don't care to update Telegram, why they don't care to migrate if they are claiming hack. It's all bullshit, brother. From here, this is where it's okay. You're going to flip your coin and you place your bets. You're going to place your bets on the guy who launched, went to 4 million, back to 80,000, and now to 10 million the next day. Spending the marketing wallet, burn all the tokens, do all these things for the community that we are doing, and this is not even half of what we are going to do. Or are you going to trust the DJ Harambe, anonymous, he does not care to clear anything up? Or are you going to trust the team that has control of the Twitter? They got lucky there, okay? God bless them with the Twitter, but what the fuck are they going to do with it if they have no trust? Okay, I don't doubt. Maybe, who knows, after this voice chat, they might run to their computer to go burn that Pepe to try and win you guys back. But the truth is coming out, bro. There is no coming back. You guys say you're going to burn the tokens. How many weeks ago? 2 weeks ago? 3 weeks ago? Where is it? Why is it still in your hands? What are you trying to do with it if not burn it? So the answer is clear, guys. The story will be even more and more clarified for you guys as each and each day passes. But I welcome you all to This Is Fine. I want you guys to embody yourself into the dog that is in the middle of the fire in his apartment sipping the coffee. Every day we wake up, we're going to sip our coffee and we're going to keep continuing this mission, bro. This is the type of coin, project, token, whatever you want to call it, community that you can rely on to go to sleep, wake up. Okay, we are still pushing. We are going to push daily. So there is no end to this. This is day one, or I don't even know. Like I say, I don't sleep for 48 hours. Day two, day one, day two, whatever you want to call it, this is the beginning, brother. If this is a 600-page book, we are on page one. Maybe page two by now. But there is a long way to go. 99.9% of my connections have not been used. Everything that Pepe ever did, anything that brought that shit up, is all right here in my DMs. Every connection, every single influencer knows. Now it's time for the public to know. I want to thank you guys for joining. And there's a lot more coming. After this is just the beginning. Like I said before, after this, there is 100 more things we have coming for you guys. I was actually going to delay the voice chat by maybe 20 minutes originally because I was on the phone with some amazing, amazing KOL, amazing influencer who, if we bring them on, this is next level. Not if we bring them on, but when we decide to publicly announce that they are coming on, this is going to full send. And there's not just 2-3 guys we are relying on. We are tapped in with the entire market. Any coin that go to 100 million, 70 million, it's a same group of people behind helping with different services, different influencers. And we are tapped in with every single last resource that we need to flip Pepe. Honda Civics for everybody. Let's go. Let's flip Pepe. Let's bring the good narrative back. Let's bring the good devs back. The space is getting so shit. That's why the SEC is fucking panicking, bro, because rug. No more rugs, bro. No more rugs. Only rugs we like, Persian rugs. When you take your profit, you buy a Persian rug, you put it, you walk outside the Persian rug, Honda Civic for everybody, bro. Okay, let's keep it realistic, bro. Everybody, Honda Civic, everybody, bro. Throw in your Ethereum. Do not overinvest. At the end of the day, this is volatile token. I don't want somebody wake up, heart attack because of small dip. Throw in what you can throw in and join us for the journey. I welcome everybody one more time. I'm not going to be taking questions and stuff of this sort today because it's me alone on the voice chat. But when I have my other partners with me and my admins with me, we can next time let you guys raise your hands and start asking some questions. I'm sure you guys have so many questions even after this. But guess what? 24 hours I'm available in the chat. I decided to join this today on my actual account, Lord Keck. I try to tease you guys. I try to get you guys the best entry possible, man. If you don't buy your bag already, that is on you. Sorry. But guess what? Still day one, still early. Anything under 100 million is a great entry. You will see how quick we fly. You will see how quick we fly. I try to pin in the Pepe chat for you guys to show you the little connection right there, you know, to help you, you know, because lots of rumors in this space. So I try to show you guys, okay, what's coming? Now you know what's coming. You don't know what's coming, actually. You're going to be surprised. But now you know a little bit more information. And I hope you guys understand that everything we are going to do, every action we are going to take, we are thinking about the longevity of this project. We are thinking about not only how can a day one people make the money, but the day 50, day 60. We want to create an ecosystem that is constantly up. not the one time, oh, pump, oh, nice, no, fuck all of that, bro. All these devs, get your shit and pack your bags and go because your time is over, okay? We're going to be back hopefully tomorrow, but don't quote me on it for the AMA, but I'm available 24/7. I have my amazing mods. Their English is not the best, but they are the best workers. They can address any questions you guys have. I'm training them full-time with every piece of knowledge they need to have. And I am in the chat 24 hours a day. I take 30-minute nap, wake up, back in the chat. And until we are up in the moon, that's my sleeping pattern now. I don't mind. I talk to my doctor. I say, okay, is it okay for me to sleep 30 minutes, get back to work, and then sleep 30 minutes later? He said, yes, this is okay. No problem. You don't have to sleep 8 hours straight. You can sleep 30 minutes, wake up, sleep 30 minutes. So that's what I'm going to do. That's what I've been doing. Lots of people asking, how are you pinning something new every fucking 45 minutes? Does the dev not sleep? Yeah, the dev sleep for 30 minutes, wake up, back to work. This is my full-time job. This is my job for the world. This is my job for the space. Crypto has changed my life. I love the blockchain. I love the meme accounts. Before I get into blockchain, I owned a meme account. You know, back in the day, when I was much younger, before I knew about crypto, I was doing meme account on Instagram, selling promotion to dropshippers, small shit like this. Memes are my bread and butter, bro. I love the memes. I love the blockchain. So to put the two together, it's something that I cannot enjoy doing this anymore. I don't enjoy it anymore, but I cannot enjoy it any more than I already do. This is what brings my heart up and brings a smile on my face. So I want you guys to remember, you are investing in This Is Fine, and you are, look at the meme. I want you to take a fucking look at the guy. Look at the dog, bro. He's smiling. No matter what's going on around him, he's smiling every time, right? We are going to ensure that we are here, transparent, always providing you guys with updates. There will be no moment of confusion again, ever in this project. We are the transparent team here for you, and we are your friends. We are your brothers, and we are going to take this up. And oh, let me not be like that. We are your brothers, but I know there are some sisters in here too. Lots of women getting into the crypto community, which I love to see. Lots of, you know, women coming in and buying for the first time. So that's what I like to see, you know, like it's getting more vast. And this is something we are going to bring the normies in. This is not just for the whale and the people to come throw 50 ETH, take out 60. This is for the people who want to come. We are trying to create like GME. You guys remember GME? We are going to create GME type thing going on right here. We will take the liquidity from the Bitcoin. We will have the exchange purchase the tokens. These big guys, it's time for them to go. Right? I don't want to be the big guy in this situation. I am with you guys. I am just like you. Right? I don't even have that much bag right now. Being so real with you, after we burn the supply, we have barely any token, bro. We don't even care to make money from this project. Made good money from Pepe. Made good money from many launches throughout the years. It's time for something to come and something for me to the community. Again, I apologize about my accent, guys. I just moved to America, so I'm still working on trying to clear it up a little bit more, but hopefully over time, like if someone cannot understand me, then, you know, we can clarify anything after this. We are in the live chat all day. Brothers and sisters, we are the chosen one. That's what I like to see in the chat. But just telling you guys now, if you think you've seen what we have coming on the crypto Twitter side of things, no, man, not even the beginning. You have seen the small junior chicken. We have the double Big Mac chicken coming for you. The crypto Twitter guys we have locked in, they are waiting. 10 million market cap, and then we fucking fly, okay? We are going to announce major partnerships over these next few days. Again, I'm going to work on my accent. I see some people making fun in the comments, like I cannot understand. No problem. If you are racist, you can go. We are here. We are one. We are all people. Like I say, brother, sister, whatever you are, we are here together for one purpose, and it's because we like to moon, we like to space, we like meme, we like blockchain, we like money, we like everything. We like freedom, we like gambling, we like risk, we like all of it. We are degen at the end of the day. So welcome all my degens. The only degen that I don't want to welcome is degen Harambe. You can fuck yourself, degen Harambe. Go in your drive purple Lamborghini. Hopefully you get pulled over. In the meantime, let's print some Honda Civic for everybody. This is the bottom. This is going to be the bottom soon. You guys do not understand that this consolidation and stuff, we don't panic. When we see a dip, we don't start, spend $40,000 on the markets and quickly. No, we have a plan and we are going to stick to the plan. You walk into the casino, you have to have a plan when you're going to go, what you're going to do. You cannot walk in and go based off emotion. The FUD don't scare us. The dip don't scare us. So we'll see you guys tomorrow. Welcome, my brothers and sisters. Blow up the chat right now.